We are very fortunate to have this guest on the line with us. This is Tim Schultz, who is joining us now, Executive Director for First Amendment Partnership. And Mr. Schultz, thank you for joining us here on The Doug Wright Show at KSL.
Yeah, Doug, great to be with you.
Perhaps I could get your reaction to the press conference of the LDS Church today in downtown Salt Lake City.
Well, I think any faith community is always to be commended when they step out into the public square and talk about any hotly contested public policy issue, and I think that's what the LDS Church did today. I know from my work with lots of different faith communities that this is something talked about in private an awful lot. It's also something that I could say, as I work with state legislators all over the country, that is talked about in private an awful lot, and when it's talked about in public, tends to be acrimonious and polarized. And I think that the church attempting here to find common ground is commendable, even if not all faith groups will agree on all the specific details. I think that the effort is one that will bear good fruit.
As far as the tug of war that is going on right now within the First Amendment, expanding rights for some, does it always mean that some rights of others will, there would be buffering between them? There certainly have been cases where before, many, many years ago, the rights of slave owners, for example, and then all of a sudden those rights disappeared. That was a cataclysmic change, of course, in our country that was brought about by a civil war. But nonetheless, I've heard some not dissimilar arguments here. As rights are expanded in this arena, does it necessarily that rights have to be extracted elsewhere?
Well, and I think one of the important things about this is it depends on how you frame it. So many people do frame this through the lens of certain of our past historical injustices, slavery, Jim Crow. And I think really that's the wrong way to think about it, because I think that will lead to zero-sum thinking. I mean, look, Jim Crow needed to be uprooted lock, stock, and barrel. Slavery needed to be abolished without regard to the rights of slave owners. That those were very different evil enterprises. Even the leading LGBT rights group in the country, which is the Human Rights Campaign, has supported religious freedom protections in laws that we don't have for discrimination on the basis of race, for instance. So I just think that, in general, when people look at these issues, starting from a frame of this is, you know, hearkening to the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s, I think that that's a mistake as a way to view this from the outset.
So what I'm taking away from that is that if we do this right, we really can expand the protections of the Constitution to everyone, including the LGBT community, without infringing on and extracting rights from others.
I think that common ground is more possible in this particular case than it has been in other contexts. And I think that reasonable people, again, if you look at polling data on this, which I have seen a lot of, reasonable people in, you know, the broad middle of America do believe that such a compromise is possible. Now, again, it does remain to be seen whether some of the interest groups will allow that to happen. I think that will really be the push-pull here. Are interest groups on both sides of the debate interested in zero-sum, or is there really an interest in seeking common ground in which both sides are going to have to give? I mean, there are going to be trade-offs. It's not that this is going to be cost-free, but I think common ground is possible.
In one of your first statements, you mentioned that you commended any group like the LDS Church for stepping out in this arena. What good do you think will specifically come or collectively come from entities that do step out and take a stand and do make their thinking and their goals clear?
I think the good is it draws everybody into a conversation about this. And again, right now, I have been in 30 state legislatures working on issues of religious freedom. And one of the first things that inevitably comes up with conservative, liberal, moderate lawmakers is the issues of gay rights. And these are issues that are whispered about. They're talked about a lot. And in our political arena, They are typically talked about with rancor, and they are talked about with mistrust. Some of that's earned. But when anybody with a prominent voice, which the LDS Church has and has earned in this arena, steps out and talks about this in a nuanced and conciliatory way that is obviously seeking common ground, I think other people are going to say, that's an approach that I can work with. Now, some people are going to criticize it, but I think the vast majority of fair-minded people are going to say, this is a place we can work from.
Mr. Schultz, I certainly appreciate your time and sharing it with us here at KSL. Thank you for being part of the program today.
That's a privilege to be with you.
Tim Schultz with us, Executive Director for the First Amendment Partnership.